The insane economy of our rulers demands a universal insanity. We must not hate our oppressors, because hate arises out of a sense of guilt. There is your monstrous farce. No man who ever stood up to authority but did so with a sense of guilt. How they have trapped us. That's the secret of their power. For deep in most of us is a sense that they must be right. How else account for the defensive attitude of political martyrs? Why do revolutionists make out a case for themselves? Through what propulsion? Surely they know that the state will not recognize the truth in their plea, will not honor the arguments which they advance. Why is it not possible for one man to say to the state, "There's no need for me to offer a defense of any kind. It is you who are on trial. What do you have to say for yourself?" I know why. It's because it's beyond the limits of the human imagination to realize that our systems of government and the men who govern are actually as vile and brutal and heartless as they are. Consider the world at this hour. The overwhelming majority of human beings are hungry, ill-housed, diseased. Millions of men are systematically blowing one another to pieces. Say we are American, men say we are English, German, Dutch, that's all a lie. They're only human beings. We're not motor cars or chunks of soap that we need labels. Who plans to sell us? They mean certainly to do something with us. I tell you that no man has any right whatever over any other man. When I am told that the President of the United States is forced to take us into war, I answer, how can any man sign the death warrant of millions of his fellows? States. I don't say how can he go through with it. I ask, how can any man be in it at all? Leads only to wholesale slaughter. Where is the career that rests on the bleeding bodies of schoolboys? Where is the prestige that fattens on jails and asylums and graves? Where is the glory that lies with the swollen jowls of the seasons? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, though I walk through the valley of the shadow.